She said back to him, "Man yoyvlei mikoyseves tirechoy v'yachalmabei." Who would give me now some dates from Yerechoy? In other words, something very sweet, and I'll eat it. In other words, she knew that he went to test her, and she was joking back, like, "Snoin radishes is sharp, and when you want to eat it was sharp, you take something sweet also with it." So she's saying, like, "Give me some dates, I could eat with it." What happened was, Nafalallah Khurba. What happened was, the haunted house caved in, Umais, and she died. So now it's a Shaila. Does the husband yashin his wife or not? It's not a case of an arusa here. It's a case of a nisuyin, they had nisuyin. So, or the, now the husband said, he wanted the ketushin that nisuyin should be chal, and therefore, now that she died, he yashins her. But Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, nothing doing. Ho yovaloi nichnas achreha, ela levoitka, since he went here to check her, he went into the shurba to check her out. He had a good doubt that maybe she has a mum, and maybe she died, ain't a yorsha. Alachriz, the husband, does not yashina, but rather whoever her other yorshim yashina. In other words, since there was a good doubt that maybe she had this mum, and on the tzad that she had this mum, it came out the mafrei, he was never married to her, so he's not the husband, he has no right to yashina. Who would yashina then? If she has brothers or a father, other people would yashina. So therefore, since there's a good doubt that she had this mum, the husband is not yashina. Then the end of the Mishnah said, Savlonis muotrim shetashtamish behem beveisaviyah, she has a right to keep. Yosef Rovin Sabo, the older Rovin, sat down, came with the Rapapa, in front of Rapapa. The Yosef, they were sitting in a coma, they said over, Bein Shamtohi, Bein Shemesi, whether she died, or Bein Shemesu, whether he died, is Hodarhu Savlonis Hadri, or else in the case Hodarhu, where he retracted, he does not want to make Nisuyin. The locher is Savlonis Hadri, that the presents he sent her, he has a right to get back. But Maichel Umishtaloi Hodar, but the food and drinks that he gave her, that's not returnable. That they have a right to keep. Hodru Boihi, what's going to be if she retracted? She's the one that doesn't want to have Nisun anymore. Then Hodra Filu Kisha Biyarka. Then she has to return, even like a cucumber has to be returned. All the food has to be returned. And anything she received. If she's the one that's retracting or doesn't want to make the Nisun, then everything has to be returned. If she ate meat already, so now that she has to pay back the value of the meat, we do not make her pay back the value of good meat, but of cheaper meat. At kama, what's considered cheap meat? At kama bezul, at tilsa, one third of the normal price. In other words, like with the svara, if she would have known that she has to pay back for the meat, she would have never eaten it. So therefore, we can't be mechayev to pay back the real meat. So we only make her pay back meat that she would have eaten anyway. So say at a third of the price, that's like a svara, that much meat she would have eaten. Therefore, that much she has to pay back now to a chosin. Mishnah says like this. Shchiv mera shekosav kol mechosav liyachirim. A shchiv mera, person that's about to die, is very, very sick. He thought he was going to die at least. And he wrote away, shekosav, he wrote a shtar even, giving away all his mechosim to somebody else. Veshaya kaka kolshu. But he left over a little bit for himself. He left over something. Salocharis matnosai kayemis. Even though it's sad that it becomes well, he lives, still the matana was a good matana. Since he left over some kaka for himself, so we say he meant to give it away, and even if he gets well, he can't be chayzer. And we're talking about, like Rashbam says, going to cross the boy kinyan, like he made a kinyan over here. Yeah. We pass in a matna shchimura, the mixas is boy kinyan. Yeah. What's going to be though, the Mishnah says, loy shayakal kaka kolshu, let's say he does not leave over for himself any kaka, but he gives away a present, or all that he owns he gives away, then we say, ein matnos akiyemis. Then we say, the tzad that he becomes well and lives, the matana is bottle, because the svari never meant to give away the present on the tzad that he lives. He's only giving it away because he thought he's going to die. That's called, like normal soon see, because umdenor, and therefore the present is bottle. Now the Gemara says like this. Where it says, Mantan, who's the Tanabal Mishnah? Tiazlina Bos Umdina.
So they go after umdunah, means the way we understand what a person really meant, even though he didn't speak it out. What did he really mean? So Amar Rav Nachman says, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Therefore we say, when the Shimra gave away the present, he only meant it on the tzad that he's going to die, but on the tzad that he's still going to live, he never meant to give it away, therefore he has a right to retract. That's called the Gobos Umdunah. Tatanya, we learned like this, Harei Sholach B'nor L'mdina Sayom, a person's son went over the ocean. The Shoma Shemez B'noi, and the father heard news back that a son died. Therefore, the Yomar, he got up his father, the Kosov Konechosov Liacher. He gave all his Mechosim, all his property, away to a present to somebody else. The Yachakach, and then later on, Bo B'noi, the son comes home, like a false rumor. So the Ocher is Matnosa Matzono. Tanakama says, listen, the father did not make any condition. He stamped that he's giving away all his property. So the Matzono, the present, is a good present. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ein Matnosa Matzono. No, the present is no good. The father has a right to retract. Why? Because Shilmoli Hoya Yodeya Shebnei Kayim. Because it's an umbino that if the father would have really known that his father is alive, he wouldn't have written it. So therefore, that's called, according to Shimon Manasseh, you go after the umdunah, that's Pshana Mishnah also. That's from Nachman's Pshat. Rav Sheshes, son of Rav Sheshes, says that Rav Shimon Shazuri, no, there's another man, the Yama, that we go boss umdunah. That's Rav Shimon Shazuri. The tiny word like this. Borishon at the beginning, Hoyarm, they used to say, Hayoitse b'koylor, where the king like put a sentence of death upon somebody that's taken him out to kill him, the yomer, and the husband says, now when they're taking him out, kiss will get yishter, I want you please to write a get to my wife. So the locher is a reyelu yichtabu v'yitnu. You have a right not only to write up the get, but also to give it to her. They become a shliach of the baal to give the get to his wife. In other words, even though he did not say it, it's an umdunah, that's for sure what he meant. That's what they said at the beginning. Later on, they said even a bigger Kiddush. Raf Hamaforesh by Yitzhak Mashiura. If somebody's time is going away on a caravan, and before he leaves, he also says, write a get to my wife, because he's afraid that maybe he's going to die, and then there'll be a parsha of Yibum with him, no children, he has a brother, so the patra from Yibum wants to give her a get. So in such a case, also, even though he only said Kisvu get, we say he meant Kisvu to know. Then the more says even the bigger Kiddush, that Rav Shimon Shazuri in there, Af HaMesukin, even a person that's very sick, and he says, Kiss will get Ishti, also we go Bos Umdunah to say that what he meant to say really was Tnu, to give the get also. Therefore, Shana Mishnah is, it goes according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, we go Bos Umdunah. Now the more explains, like, what's the two Mandiyamim here? For Rav Nachman, my time, Aloy Mukim Lok, Rav Shimon Shazuri, how can Rav Nachman also doesn't learn like Rav Sheshes as it goes according to Rav Shimon Shazuri? So where it says Shani Yosem, they are different. The Yom HaKisvu, because Akoponim, the person, the sick person, said Kisvu. So he said something to the effect of having a get written up for his wife. So therefore it's easier to say we just finished off his words, that he just left off the word Tenu. But now Mishnah, where he did not speak at any conditions at all, he just said he's giving away all his Nechasim for present, here maybe we would not say Gobas Umdunah to say that he has a right to retract if it becomes will. Therefore, Rav Nachman says that Mishnah has to go according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Now the Gemara says, for Rav Sheshes, my time lemukum like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, his sohakar Rav Sheshes also does not like this shot from Shimon ben Manasseh. I'll tell you, Umdunah demuchach shani, it is over there, it's an Umdunah demuchach. There it's much more. Over there where the father heard that a son died, and then he wrote away a present, that's much stronger.
Nothing more says like this. Again. Nothing more says, Man Tana Lohoda Tana Rabban, who's the Tana of this Braisa? So it says, Harei Shoye Chayl, someone who's very sick. Ol Muta Bamiti was lying on his bed. The Yomru Loi, and they said to him, listen, Nechsecha Lami, who do you want to give your property to? For Yomru, hence he said back to them, Daima, I think, Sheishli Ben, that I have a son? But Achshav Shainli Ben, now that I hear I have no son,